Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And you can listen to us with the Odyssey app wherever you are. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, Fischl Heating, and Cooling Company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bishkek, CB, and JP. Joining us right now is the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry, brought to you by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com.
Coach Carbs, good morning.
Morning, guys.
We know that you've already processed the loss to the Jets, put that behind you, on to the Oilers today. But let the casual hockey fan listeners know out there how good that Winnipeg squad actually is. Second most points in the West. They've only dropped 8 games in regulation at Canada Life Center, their home rink. And this is a team that can make a deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. That was our first look at them, and they're the real deal. You can see why they've been so good this year, especially in their building. Their building's real tough to play, and they've added a couple really quality forwards in Tyler Toffoli and Sean Monahan to that group at the deadline. So you can tell. And their goaltending is phenomenal. You could argue he's as good as anybody. I know a lot of people talk about Shesterkin and some of the Russian goalies that have done really well, but Hellebuck's been a model of consistency and his save percentage and what he's been able to do. He's as good as there is out there. They are no joke in the Western Conference, without a doubt.
So TJ Oshie makes his return in that Winnipeg game, played 16-plus minutes. Great to see him back after that scary-looking injury a few weeks ago against Tampa. How did you think he held up? And he's got a big milestone coming up. He's just 3 games away from playing in his 1,000th career NHL game. Less than 400 people have ever reached that number, dating back 107 years. So, big one coming up for TJ.
Yeah, it was good to get him back in game action. I think that was the main sort of hurdle to get out of that game and be able to feel good physically through it. It was a really tough game for him to play in, just because, you know, we were on our heels and Winnipeg controlled majority of the play. So from an actual tactical X's and O's, how his shifts look, I sort of throw that out the window. It was more about him. How did he feel physically? Did he feel like he was explosive? Did he feel like he was pain-free? And all of that checked out great. So really good sign. And for him to, again, play tonight against Edmonton, and as he inches closer to that, like you said, that big number.
I was reading that in the last game you changed lines, kind of the line combinations, midway through the second period. And being a casual hockey fan, I didn't really think about it. How often do you do that where you'll change the lines midway through the game?
Usually you'll do it, or I will do it, if I'm trying to. There's two scenarios. Sometimes when something, you might be playing really well, and one player, for whatever reason, is either A, playing really, really well, and you want to give him some opportunity to play potentially with better players, or B, someone that's really struggling inside of your group that now you may need to, okay, I've got to make a change here because this guy, it's not his night. We're playing well as a team. So there's one scenario sort of individually based. But the other, last game was more, the other times that, that I'll use it a lot is to try to find a spark for our group to change something up. Because you can feel when a game's not going your way, you've got to find a way as a coach to change momentum. Sometimes that's barking at them, getting them fired up, give them some verbal cues in a in maybe an animated way. And another way to do it is catch their attention with moving some lines around. So now all of a sudden you're playing with different line mates, and now you got to, you know, pay attention to who you're up with, who am I playing with. And sometimes that gets a little bit of, jump. Like you saw went back with Stromer and Miro. So my objective there is get him with Miro, Countryman, maybe he gets a little bit excited. Miro was playing well, so I thought if he could get with them, and they played well, like they had some really good shifts together. We'll see what we do tonight, but that's the objective of what I'm trying to get done in those moments.
Going back a few games, it was really fun to see Miro pot his first NHL goal, and I think you touched on it. Like he didn't seem like he knew how to react. You saw Ovi give him the face wash on the bench. I mean, just a great scene for a guy who's, you know, obviously been through the Hodgkin's lymphoma, you know, battled a lot of adversity. Really fun to see him get on the board and score that first NHL goal.
Yeah, I was so happy for him and so proud. 20 years old, and to accomplish that against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he, you could just see, and I talked to him as his parents were able to watch, and I guess his dad like saw it, a couple minutes after, and his aunt called and said, "Miro score." It just is, those moments are, as a coach, you just can't make that stuff up. It's like you just get, because you can think about what Miro's been through and being a minor hockey player and growing up and just wanting to play in the NHL, and then all the work and sacrifice from his parents and everything that he's gone through to play in the NHL and score his first goal. What an incredible moment. And to do it there, his lifelong idol, and is right there next to him. That we'll be watching that in 20 years of that moment.
Talking to the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry. So you've had a couple key players out, Nick Dowd, Martin Fierravaara. Where are we out? Are they going to be playing soon, if not tonight?
Yeah, we're hoping tonight. We'll see how this morning goes, but we're hoping tonight. So that'll give us a good shot in the arm, because we've results wise, we've been doing okay, and finding ways to win some games here. Those guys are really good players for us and important players for us. So anytime that Dowder and Marty, we can get them back is welcomed help to the group.
Coach, it was nice to see Ovi obviously having his teammates back, as he was asked about how the Caps are going to handle a high-powered Edmonton offense featuring Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Ovi said, "Look, we got Connor McMichael and Hendrix LaPierre, so we're good." Yeah. And Lappy is in the midst of, I don't have to tell you this, full-blown heater with 5 goals in his last 7 games.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great sort of, because when you come up to Canada, it's different, right? The media up here is, there's just way more volume. There's way more stuff going on. So that they're always asking, sometimes they ask some different questions and want your opinion, Obi's opinion on their team, which is a little bit odd, right? And so O has some fun with it. It's not odd questions, but they want to know, like, what do you think of Connor McDavid? What do you think he's the next? Like, they ask questions like that because they want to know for their own media, and O has some fun with it. So that I did catch that on social media. Thought it was fun.
So, Coach, I know you don't like to talk about standings. You just take one game at a time, but I'm just kind of glancing at the standings now. So correct me if I'm wrong, but the 72 points that Detroit and the Isles have now, that's the target, or that would be the tie for the last playoff spot, correct?
Yeah. Okay. So either that second wild card and then sort of further out is a little bit is that third place in the Metro, which I believe Philly's a little bit further ahead.
They've got 76 points.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't know the games in hand in that, but we're continuing to fight. We're staying in this thing, and I don't think we'll do anything different.
Well, you've got a game in hand with the Isles, and you've got two on the Red Wings. The Red Wings have lost six straight. All right, so they're struggling right now. And then with the Flyers, you've got three. So
yeah, but they didn't struggle the last time they played the Caps.
Who are you talking about?
The Red Wings.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying they've lost six straight. So
yeah, but if you look at – I'm seeing this on Japer's Ring. If you look at the remaining schedule, the Caps have the toughest schedule.
I know. He talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a gauntlet. Like, we know, and we're trying to stay in the moment here. But, we just got to grind for points and find a way tonight against a really good hockey team on the road. It's going to be no different. A really difficult back-to-back in Seattle against the rest of the team, and then Vancouver. Like, it's not going to get any easier, but we're just trying to say, how can we get points tonight and play well, more importantly, and get our game. Like, that's the most important. If we get our game to a good spot tonight for 2.5 hours, for 60 minutes, give ourselves a chance.
Are you surprised at how the Oilers turned it around after they stubbed their toe at the beginning of the season? 5-12-1 out of the gates. I was looking at them early, like, what's going on with them? What, you know, they weren't scoring. They're just dropping games.
And they won 16
since
in a row.
Since that point, 34-9-2. I mean, that's quite a turnaround.
Yeah. Since they played us, that game in our building, right. I think they've got the best record in the NHL. I'll be honest with you. I'm not surprised, because there's two things. They're at the beginning of the year, even though they weren't winning games, which, you know, you got to find ways to win games. Their analytics, like their underlying numbers, were still really, really good. They just couldn't finish. They couldn't score. They were sort of like us at the beginning of the year, where you were just like, how is this puck not going in constantly? So they had that, and then their goaltending really struggled. So when you have a combination of you're not finishing on your chances, even though you're carrying the play, everything looks good, and you're not getting saves, I mean, that's a kiss of death in the National Hockey League to win games and get points. So it's not surprising to me. They always were controlling play and generating a ton of offense and ozone time and all that stuff that they do at such a high level.
In your opinion, who's the best team in the league right now? In your opinion. I mean, Florida has the most points, but do you think they're the best team?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Oh.
That put you on the spot. Sorry, Coach.
You did. gosh, there's a lot of good tea. I mean, that's tough. Winnipeg, I really liked their team. Florida is obviously, and we've seen them a lot, right? Like, we've got a firsthand look at them. I think Florida is a really, really difficult team to play against, and I think come playoff time too, they're going to be a handful because of the style of play. And you can see, and it's a little bit of unfair because I saw them last year in the second round. And know how their style of play will translate to playoff hockey, and I felt that firsthand. Mm-hmm. So, they're a good hockey team.
Coach, I'll give you a layup follow-up to Jason's question. Who's the best team in the AHL right now?
That's easy. That's easy. Hershey Bears, baby.
42-11, 13 points clear of the Providence Bruins. I mean, the Caps AHL affiliate killing it right now. So props to them.
Yeah.
I've forgotten
fly them out to Edmonton.
I've forgotten when we first had Coach on, I remember he had talked about going to Hershey Park with his kids and stuff. What was your favorite ride there?
Oh, okay. So there's this one ride. So there's the new one, Candemonium, which is really good because it's smooth. It's brand new. But the one I like is called the Storm Runner. Do you know it?
Yeah, sure. It's the one where it doesn't have the hill taking you up, right? You start flat, and then it shoots you right into the loop, correct, to start the roller coaster?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Solid.
So you start, and then it takes you whatever, call it 20 feet, and then you stop, and you're just sitting there for like maybe a 30 count, and you're just waiting for it, and then all of a sudden it just shoots you out into a full loop. Wow. And I like that one because the anticipation, you're sitting there just waiting for it, and then you're just right into the meat of the ride. That's my favorite.
It's like a rocket.
Yep. No scaredy cats allowed. Nope. Got to have some bravery to get on that thing.
All right, Coach. Best of luck tonight.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Yep. All right. Best of luck, Spencer Carberry.
Get those 2 points.
The Centers for Advanced Orthopedics is brought to you by them. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. What is it tonight, Jason?
Must win.
Biggest game of the year.
He says it every game.
It's the Edmonton Oilers you were talking about Winnipeg at home. Edmonton's 20-8. I'm sorry. Yeah, Edmonton's 20-8 at home.
Actually, this is the BWOTY, biggest week of the year, because it's 4 games in 6 nights.
Yeah.
All on the road.
And he described it as a gauntlet.
It's not good. It's an apt description.
Coming up at 9:45, your chance to win Wizards tickets. We also have tickets to Wolf Trap. But next, we open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.